Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, Cindy. I'm not sure. I have a charge on my account, and I don't know for what. This is the number I called.
Okay, I can check and see if we have you in the system. One moment. And what's your first and last name, please?
First name is Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y. Last name, S-T-O-K-L-O-S-A.
Thank you. One moment.
So you saw some changes, but at the end of the day, when you go into the bank, you see the same people going to the same offices, striving to provide this.
Okay, now I was able to locate an account. And let's see. Verify for me, please, your address.
1250 Aspen Lane, Elk Grove Village, Illinois 60007.
Okay, that's the information that I have. And I'm just checking to see what was ordered. I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that's part of what I do, is to make sure that we are represented in all the communities in Chicago where our clients and our customers live and work.
Gotcha. I know you've been very busy of late, so to find out more, please visit Old National Bank.
Okay, so it looks like you entered in a discount membership club. Let's see what it entails. One moment.
Oh, when I ordered like a vacuum or something, a stick vacuum, one of those things
correct.
Where you only pay shipping. Okay, I did not sign up for that. What is that, an annual fee or something?
Mm-hmm. It looks like, let me look over the terms. Okay, so it looks like you entered a giveaway to win the prize, and then it also signed you up for a monthly electronics discount store.
Oh, gosh.
Let's see. You get a monthly $100 credit to spend, and that information is sent directly to your email each month.
Can I cancel this? I don't know anything about it, to be honest with you.
Okay, let's see. Now,
I
can reduce the cost to $30 if you wanted to. I can reduce the cost to $30 if you wanted to stay.
Well, I'm not even sure what it's for.
Okay.
You said,
well,
yeah.
So you would be... You're entering in a giveaway to win a prize, as stated.
Okay.
You would receive a $100 credit to spend exclusively on an online store type of purchase.
I think just cancel everything for me, if you don't mind.
Okay, one moment.
I guess I have to read the fine print.
No, I understand. Be right with you.
How do they get it in my bank account if I never gave them that information?
See, we're just the customer service part. I don't know. Did you sign up online, or how was it presented to you?
No, I have no idea. That's what I'm saying. I didn't sign up for anything, and I certainly didn't give them my bank account number to put it in my checking account.
Mm-hmm.
So
because
I
know
no
sometimes
idea.
It's always, well, sometimes I guess it just depends. Maybe the merchant will already have your information based on purchases that you might have made before.
Oh.
And then they ask, you know, then you'll take a survey or enter in some kind of contest. And if they already have the information, if you click on it, and then it kind of goes from there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I never
gave my bank account information.
Mm-hmm. So that's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's already
stored
in a system based on, you know, previous purchases you might have
that's
made with
scary.
The particular, I know, with the particular merchant.
Scary.
So what I do when I see surveys and contests and things in my email, I don't click on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Because, see, they're just like Amazon, because I order from Amazon a lot. So I get a lot of Amazon, Walmart, and places like that.
Yeah.
So when I see different advertisements, like they'll ask if I want to do a survey or enter in a contest, or I've won something, I don't even click on it because I know my information is already stored through Amazon. So then if you click on it, then they will automatically sign you up and start sending you things like that.
That doesn't even sound fair.
So I just make sure. And it's legal too, and that's kind of the scary part.
Well, that's
so I just make sure.
Scary, yeah.
So I just make
sure.
Especially
if you don't check your bank account every day.
So, and you know, when you're checking your email, you have a whole lot of emails, and I don't even know.
Oh my God, I get so many I know.
I know which ones to check and which ones not to, and I don't, you know, so I just, it just makes a habit of not anything when they say I want anything, I don't even click on it.
Well, because the only thing, like I said, I did was I think it was, you know how they show you these products, oh, you could get this, just pay for shipping. And I think it had to have been from that.
Probably. So you just remember going forward, don't click on any of that. Just keep on scrolling down. So I did cancel everything out.
Okay.
And then you still have access to that $100, you know, for this month. But I made sure I canceled so no further charges would apply. And then I can provide you with your cancellation number so you'll have it for your records.
Okay.
Okay. It's C for cancel.
920.
919-944.
944. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem. And thank you for calling customer care.
Okay. You have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.